I'm Charlie Turner in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. The major U.S. indexes closed lower Tuesday, one day after taking a beating. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 100 points to 25,286. The Nasdaq Composite ended flat. The S&P 500 fell 4 points. The markets tried to rally but were stopped by the continuing oil rout. U.S. oil prices sank deeper into a bear market Tuesday, falling for a record 12th straight session as fears of oversupply and weakening demand gripped the market. In New York, December crude fell 7.1% to $55.69 a barrel, its sharpest one-day fall since September 2015. The Wall Street Journal says President Trump is considering high-level staff changes in his administration, including discussing potential replacements for White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. The first domino in the latest shakeup is likely to be the removal of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who's a close ally of Mr. Kelly. The president has also decided to fire Deputy National Security Advisor Myra Ricardel following a feud between her and First Lady Melania Trump. Starbucks plans to lay off approximately 5% of its global corporate workforce as it seeks to become a more nimble company. The layoffs affect 350 workers, none of whom are baristas. For more details, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.